to the Warzone Amateur Hour Podcast.
Welcome back to the Warzone Amateur Hour Podcast. This is episode number 113. And this is a week in which we actually might have some stuff to really talk about instead of filling dead air, which we've never done in the past before, ever once. But we certainly have some news, some hot button topics and issues to talk about, and some tales to regale you listeners with. But before I certainly get into any of that, I'm going to, as is customary, cede the mic and the floor to the valiant co-host, who I actually don't think I played a single game with this week, sadly, but the 10-inch cowboy there. How are you doing, cowboy? How was your week in the war zone?
Oh, thank you. Yes, we did not get a game, and when I did hop on, you hopped immediately off, and we did not get to play together. Unfortunately, I played with the squad you were playing with. You left right when I came on, so we'll maybe dig into that, the psychology there, a little bit later on and why we never play together. But wow, it was a great week. As I said, when I did hop on, I got a victory immediately.
Wow.
So it was fantastic. Yeah. So there's that, which you were not a part of. But so that was great. I only had one session this week because I've still been traveling for work and been very, very busy. But it was fun. It was good to get back. It doesn't seem like a lot's changed. Same old shit. I'll pass it to you. How was your week in the war zone? Maybe you can update me if anything's changed, but I don't think it has.
Yes, indeed. That's an accurate, closing statement there, an accurate summation of the state of war zone, the week-to-week feeling of what's going on is nothing's really fucking fundamentally changed since maybe, like, I think it was in late December when they made the announcement you could buy loadouts. That was kind of a significant change in the game. But in terms of the weapon meta, really fundamental main shit that somebody like the cowboy who would, like, literally take a week off or whatever, come back, would notice, nothing's going on. But that said, in terms of what's been going on for me this week, last week, you know, I felt like top of the world, my KD escalating, you know, curious to see where I'm at, feeling good, just fucking channeling the game. This week, it's like the sweat level sweltering up, the furnace on max. It felt like every win I got this week, which wasn't that many, I had to scrap and, like, get kind of these crazy endings where everything was fucking crazy. But speaking of endings, I'm not sure. Did they out me when you joined that party about the game we had just come off of, my final game?
Yeah, it was something along the lines of you totally blowing it at the end.
Oh, okay. Well, in fairness, which I'm not surprised they would deflect like that, it was a 3v1.
Well, you know, some people can handle that.
No, as in one of their team, all three of us together.
Oh, wow. So, yes,
and some I people ended can handle up being, that, too. The other two were taken down. It ended up being 1v1 with your boy. I calmly laid down, reloaded. It's a crazy circle that's moving. I take this guy down in the gas, final guy. I don't know what was going on, but I just circled towards gas to reload and kind of reposition to finish him off. But he gets up. I can't find him in the gas. It's crazy. I get downed. We blow the 3v1. We blow the win.
So let me ask you this, though. Did they put shots into him? Was he, like, cracked or broken or one shot? And then you were kind of, like, hiding. And then, like, he had time to get his shit together. And then he eliminated you. Or, like, what was the situation there? Because
I didn't
usually
know.
Usually 3v1, you know, if you all go at him at once, it usually will work out okay.
Well, I called out 3v1. It was a wide open circle, no buildings. I couldn't find him. He found us first, basically destroyed one of our teammates who was calling, trying to tell us where he was. Unclear where I couldn't see him. Other teammate goes down kind of finally as I'm seeing him. I'm shooting him. He shoots at me. We both are cracked. That's when I lay down to reload. I had 7 rounds in my RPK, had to reload. And then, yeah, it was just the circle was moving too. It was a crazy ending because all of us were converging in this open space. It was fun, but yeah, it went sour. I'll be the first to admit it.
I'd love to hear the perspective of your teammates on that.
Yeah, I'm sure they would really skew it. Although one of them was taking responsibility, saying I shouldn't have done something. I forget what it was, but it doesn't matter. And again, the stats aren't tracking. So really, in reality, this never fucking happened.
So yeah, the teammate was saying that he should have taken like responsibilities and like not left it to you. Probably like it was his fault.
I mean, whatever. You want to talk about clutches, though, I had one of those this week, a real scrappy one. Pretty remarkable situation where, you know, late games, I think half our team was bought back. It's in Al-Mazra City of all places. We're moving through there, scrapping it together. We get to a roof with maybe three or four teams left, you know, one of the final circles, and, you know, our teammate Paul, a sweat lord, you know, to the nth degree, takes down quads like it's nothing. He goes to try and use one of those field cameras, get cheeky. Well, similar to the glitch with the recon drone, it froze him up. He couldn't move, couldn't do anything. With his quick-wittedness, everyone else had jumped off the roof. I was back with him. He says, hey, just take my stuff then. He's able to drop everything from his inventory, whereas I had just been bought back, so I'm able to get like a satchel. I take his Fennec. I take his gas mask. I think most importantly, maybe even a self. And then I say goodbye. It's like this, he was like the sweat knight, you know, and I'm the little sweat squire. And he's like, hands me his fucking sword while he lay slain in the battlefield. And he's like, go. I hop off this roof, ends up being scrappy, crazy finish. And then it ends up where I get the final kill. We get the win ultimately.
Wow. Wow. What else did you do to him before you jumped off that roof?
I wished him good luck and gave him a gentle caress.
Wow. So, yeah, you clutched that one. Were you by yourself on that one?
At the end, it was, I think, 2v1 and then in our favor. And then it was our guy got taken down. He says, hey, he's one shot. And I kind of came in and cleaned it up there. But I made use of that gas mask and that self prior to that. Like, I would have been dead to rights without those things. So that was cool.
Cool. Very cool. You going to post that one on the YouTube?
We'll see. But that said, enough storytelling from the week. Let's talk about the news that dropped this week. It might get heated here, ladies and gentlemen. Not in terms of against each other, but in terms of what's going on here. The community, I feel like, more divided than ever and growing even more divided, especially after this week. That was because at the start of the week, it dropped. Rumors had been circulating this was the case. Season 2 was set for February 1st, which only a week away, basically, as of, you know, the date of the publish on this episode. But this week, they announced, no, actually, you know, this game dropped November 6th. February 1st was going to be the end of our first fucking season, but we actually need more time. We need 2 more weeks. They delayed season 2 release date from February 1st to February 15th. What are your thoughts on this 10-inch cowboy?
I just don't think that they're putting much effort. Like, it's frustrating, right? Like, what have they done since they released Warzone 2? What have they done? And why wouldn't they have been doing new shit since then? I mean, how long has it been? It's been months now, right? It's been 2 months?
Dude, November 6th was when we first dropped it. It's
been 2.5 months. We haven't had fucking anything done to this. The mid-season update was a total joke. And now they're pushing back season 2. They must be working on another game. That's the only explanation. Like, these guys have jobs. You know, they didn't lay off all these people that work on this game. What are they doing? What the fuck are they doing? And I'll pass it to you.
You actually stole the words out of my mouth. Except maybe instead of what are they, it's like, what are we? Because that's what they need to be asking themselves. What are we doing here? We spent like months hyping up Modern Warfare 2 and Warzone 2, the future of Warzone. You know, we have dedicated teams this time. We've learned all these lessons from how it used to be a fucking Frankenstein and got passed along like a fucking tricycle down the generations of your fucking family. Nobody really taking ownership over this goddamn monstrosity. We're going to streamline that all. This is the future of fucking Warzone. We're going live November 6th. We got a whole season plan. We got it all fucking laid out, man. We've been thinking ahead. And then what fucking happens? Like you said at the top of this episode, what have we really gotten? Other than bug fixes, 90% of it is literally fixing shit that's been broken. A, they added the ability to, like, buy a loadout. They did one round of fucking weapons tuning. And then that's it.
Yeah, I feel like... And I don't even know if I feel like. I know that in the last iteration of Warzone, they were consistently changing things so often. It was like daily things were being updated. Now we can't get bothered to... It's fucking crazy. What has happened? What has happened?
That's another part of where I'm at. It's like, why does it all have to be built up to... Like, if you're planning on doing some weapons tuning, let's just roll that out now. Maybe spice the game up or, like, give us a few fucking crumbs from the pie. We don't need the full slice or the full pie. I get it. You want to save that and make this big thing. But again... I don't fucking know. And officially their message on this, when they posted, they said season 2 will be launching on February 15th. Our studio teams have been making several changes based on what we have heard from our player community. Season 2 includes all new content with the return of Resurgence and a brand new small map for Warzone 2.0. Ranked play is also back and coming to Modern Warfare 2, along with new multiplayer maps, modes, weapons, and much more. Stay tuned for additional intel.
So nothing is going to happen for, what is it, 3 weeks now? About 3 weeks?
Basically, yeah.
And the game is exactly... I mean, how long can the game be exactly the same before it becomes boring?
Well, it's a great question. And what prompted, or clearly it seems like is prompting... maybe some urgency, maybe a fire under their little asses, is it came out actually before this whole delay. Charlie Intel reported, quote, "We've heard from multiple people that Warzone 2's player count dropped over the break at a higher rate than expected. Unclear what it all means for what will change at this point, but hope we get some good updates soon." And then a few days after that was when this stuff. So, like, clearly the game, I love this game. I'll defend it. I saw a Dr. Disrespect video where he really fucking summed it up. He said, "There's so much wrong with this game. It's an embarrassment." But, like, damn, does it keep you fucking coming back? They got something special about it. His advice is just to tighten it all up and speed the game up. Like, he's like, speed up the animations, kind of speed up the circles, all that. It just takes too long. But I'm like, I like this game. I want to love it. I have a fucking podcast. I've dedicated 13 episodes talking about this stupid fucking thing. And they're fucking it over. And I don't know. I don't know what to do in the meantime. It's fun playing the game, but there is still so much fucking, I don't know. I got to stop.
Yeah, it's really insane the way that they treat us like fools. They treat us like fucking idiots and fools, and it's really sad, you know? Like, what else can we do, you know, except just be little rats in this maze?
Yeah, waiting for that door to open with the cheese on the other side. We can fucking smell it. We know what it should be. But additionally, going chronologically, as we do, unfolding this story in real time here, if you're following along, they announced this, you know, season 2 delay. Then they start giving us some fucking info. First up to bat here, Cowboy, curious about your thoughts. They announced that, and I quote, "1v1s are back in Battle Royale. Gulag updates are coming in season 2. We'll be sharing more details about this in next week's blog." So the 2v2 Gulag, I mean, it says 1v1 Gulag basically is coming. No clarity beyond that. What are your thoughts?
I like the 2v2 Gulag. I've always done terrible at the 1v1 Gulag. I fucking suck. Like, it's so nice to have a good teammate in the 2v2 where they'll clutch it up and you're like, oh yeah, we won. Oh, like, and now they're taking that away from us. My question is it going to be always 2v2 with, like, occasional 1v1, or is it now just going back to 1v1? Like, what does that fucking mean? I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. And they alluded to, there's going to be a big blog post this week, so... stay tuned, listeners, for next episode. We will go through every fucking word of that, nook and cranny. But yeah, so 1v1 Gulag is coming back. Is it going to be a new map? Is the jailer still going to be involved? I don't know. I'm with you. I like the 2v2 Gulag. I thought it was an awesome wrinkle. And damn, does it feel fucking badass when you take down two motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I guess the community, the skill gap in the game's too low. Making it a 1v1 Gulag, that somehow raises the skill gap. I guess. Debatable. Whatever. Okay, so that was the first thing to drop. Secondly, everyone bitching about the backpack system, looting. Well, they announce, additionally, looting changes are coming to Warzone 2 with Season 2. Loot containers, which when you'd go up to them, you know, they would have like the fucking inventory. Those will now pop loot onto the floor. And upon elimination, aka killing another player, their loot will pop up on the floor instead of a backpack. What are your thoughts on that?
So instead of having to search it, it just pops out?
Yeah, it's just like, you know, like when you open the crate and it onto the ground, it's going to do that. Maybe not with that noise, but.
Interesting, because I feel like, I don't know, I've gotten so used to that now, you know? Like, what are we, I don't know. I'd gotten so used to this new thing. I didn't know that this was going to happen. I guess it's more convenient, but like, God, what a step backwards. I feel like they like, is this just from people bitching about how long it takes to look through things? So they're going to change it. Is that what's happening?
I don't know. I actually think it's an improvement. I'm not strongly like, oh, it's good to keep the backpack system. I don't know. The issue for me is the disappearing fucking loot. So I kind of am like, until they fix that, I don't give a fuck how I loot. But I do think it's going to speed things up. Like, I'm thinking about it now. It's like, oh, there's a self-revive in this guy's bag. Oh, over here, there's like a gun. If you need, oh, you need some AR? Yeah, this guy's bag. Like, that's like, you got to go fucking a step further to get loot. This just eliminates a step. It's like the loot's on the ground. You kill that guy, you instantly see the goodies. Your eyes are going to be trained to fucking see what you want to see. Like, you're going to notice the selfs first or the airstrikes or whatever that is. So I think as long as they have the loot, like, not starting to fucking stack and becoming a monstrosity, like, you wipe a team in one room.
Oh, God.
It's
going
to be fucking impossible to find a single fucking item I want. So that's, and that, or is shit going to be disappearing even more now? So I'm kind of like, it's an addendum tied to this, but I'm in favor of it.
Wow, yeah, I didn't even think about that. Think about how much, I mean, I don't know. You would back in the day, if you wiped a team in a room, there'd be a bunch of shit there. So I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal.
Late game, though, this is going to be huge. Because looting late game, how many times have you gotten fucked? You kill a guy, the circle's just about to move. Like, you don't even know if they have a gas mask in there. But you're going to go check the bag. And then if they do, you got to scroll down. It's like, I think when the time is like really at your back, this is going to be a huge benefit late game.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Yeah, there's definitely been times where like gas is moving and there's a pack and I go to search it and it's like, fuck, I can't do it. I got to go.
Yeah, you know? You just got to like leave it. And you're like, what was in there? Was there a durable or something? You know, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Okay. Yeah. So, okay. I mean.
So that's it for the updates. But it raises two kind of existential meta questions that I want to get your thoughts on. I want to kind of discuss here on this episode. First off is both of these are pivoting the game back toward Warzone 1.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's all of the changes we're going to see with this Season 2 are likely in back in that direction? Or what are your thoughts on kind of the decision to head that direction?
I see where you're going with this. The next step is, what are they going to change the movement? Are they going to change like some other things that have become, you know, a relic of the past? I don't know. I think it is a slippery slope when they start, you know, we bitch about them wanting to listen to the community, which I understand. But then at the same time, the community is also bitching about these other things, which you and I don't agree with, like, you know, going back to slide canceling and shit like that. So I don't know what's next on the horizon. I'd like to think that they just, it's tough. It's a slippery slope. I don't know, man. I don't fucking know. What do you think?
I definitely think we're going to see more shit that pivots it back. I don't think, though, I could see like base movement, them increasing that, whatever, 5 to 10%. And then like maybe Dr. Disrespect animations sped up. But I don't think they're going to go back to adding slide canceling. I'm wondering about sniping. People are talking about, are they going to allow now one-shot headshots at sniping? But, or maybe it's just going to be purely like functional shit like this, like the looting thing and the maybe the buy stations still change the pricing on the loadouts to be cheaper or something. I don't know. I'm not that worried. I don't know, but it is a good point about like we say, listen to the community. The community is kind of bifurcated. Like it's like this. And I don't know what slice of the pie is which, but I know we got the biggest slice of the fucking pie. That's us, the amateurs, the guys who buy this game, play it in like their free time. We're not fucking professionals. We're amateurs. Yeah. And the guys out there that do, they play 12 hours a day, 6 to 12 hours stream, make a professional, make a living off of this content. They got different kind of things they're looking for, which is, I guess, we won't get into today, but... So it's like, which part of the community are you saying there, Activision or Raven, whoever you are? Because you're hearing two voices. You know, you got the angel and the fucking devil. Which one are you listening to?
Yeah. I'm assuming we're the angels, right?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out.
Yeah, I think that we are the angels and we're representing the underrepresented. And we're, you know, doing really the Lord's work here. And they should listen to us.
Yeah, well, definitely we should have a higher role or some sort of role, period, within the Activision company. But we'll see about that. We'll keep, you know, making our pitch. Someday maybe it'll be heard. Maybe. But yeah, it's yet to see. The big thing is this blog dropping next week, which, again, it's going to tell us all this shit's going to change. And then, like you said, we're going to have to wait another 2 weeks. Would have been great. February 1st, waited fucking long enough. I maxed out my Battle Pass years ago. But we'll have to see. So that was kind of the first question there. Any final thoughts before we move on, though, about this whole blending back to Warzone 1?
Not really. I mean, I think we all know what how bad it could be and how not bad it could be. It's just a matter. It's up to that. The ball's in their court.
Yeah, it's true. And we're ready to play with that those balls.
Wow.
But that said, the second kind of topic that this all brings to the forefront is something that was raised on our Twitter when I commented about this on our Twitter handle when they announced season 2 being delayed. I announced my dismay, kind of asked, what the fuck are we doing? Like, this has been really disappointing, this whole rollout. And there were some accusations of, like, entitlement, particularly because this is a free-to-play game. What are your thoughts on the idea that, like, criticizing or having these expectations and or demands as a consumer of these products is a form of entitlement?
Wow, that's an interesting question. I mean, but we did pay for the game, so.
Well, let's say though, if we hadn't, we just played Warzone. But good point. Even though we didn't.
Yeah, even though we didn't, but we did. Shout out to the person that bought us the game. But yes, that's interesting. You can't expect people to just not voice an opinion. I mean, if as a society we're anything, we're an opinionated society. So you can't hand somebody something and expect them to just roll over and say, thank you so much. Oh, I owe you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. You know, like these, I'm not surprised. No, fuck that shit. Like, listen, they're making money off of this and we're committing so much time and resource to this thing. If they expect us not to have an opinion, that's fucking just, they're living in fantasy land. You know, but at the same time, I guess I can see the other side of the token. It's like, you know what? Be grateful. It's a free game. Like, you know. What do you think? This is too deep of a question for the cowboy. I think in terms of like ones and zeros here, you know what I mean? There's a gray scale to this that is beyond my comprehension.
Maybe needs a few sarsaparillas before
he can
dive into it there, the 10-inch cowboy. Yeah, I mean, you made great points. And I'm with you, like, okay, it's free or not. It's a product, one. And two, it's a vehicle with which they themselves are making money. So yeah, maybe we're getting it for free, but we're also, they're generating money from fucking people like us. They took $2 off me by buying the 200 COD points to buy the fucking Battle Pass early this season. But that or not, microtransactions or not, it's like, this is a free product they're putting out into the world. They're shaping to please a large majority. And there's just a basic standard of quality you've come to expect as a gamer specifically. Like whether it's Fortnite, it's free to play, or it's a $70 game, this is Activision Blizzard. This, I mean, even if it was the H1Z1 and them, it's like there's a fucking standard that we all should abide by and understand. And when it comes to like the main criticisms with this game, a lot of those is them just violating, like lowering, like the game breaking, shit not functionally working like that. That's not fucking entitlement. That's like, dude, come on, man. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I also would love to know the percentage of people that have played this game often that have not spent any money on the game. Because I guarantee you, over the course of the years of playing this game, a very high percentage of people have spent some amount of money on this game, right? So, like, yeah, it's a free game, but really, I guarantee you that's a very small percentage of the people that are just, like, taking advantage of this for free. You know what I'm saying? Like, every single person that we play with, I know for a fact has spent some amount of money on this game, even though it is technically a free game.
Yep. So. And, you know, $1 billion in profits and all that. So I don't know, but it's a fair point, you know, and in the end we need to do consider it's a free fucking game, but whatever. So that was kind of the thoughts there. That's really the news. No other info or anything to go off of. But the final thing is we kind of touched on it last week, but now it's officially official. We're going to have a resurgence mode coming and a brand new small map. So that there leak was confirmed.
That's interesting and exciting. Well, I don't need it, but I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I don't know. It better be a good fucking map, because with Rebirth and Almazra, the bar is pretty high. So
yeah, I'm curious to see how people react to this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll see if your island theory is proven right. Maybe we'll get some info on this whole thing in that blog post that's forthcoming. The final update to talk about is sad to report, but for the last several weeks, I've gone from an open party chat guy to now party-only proxy chat. I believe you're doing the same. Thoughts on revisiting this, you know?
No, I'm closed party chat.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Same. Oh.
Yeah, I prefer
party only.
Yeah, party only. Yes, I prefer it that way just because I don't have the wherewithal to realize that other people can hear me. I forget immediately when I get caught up in amazing conversation with my teammates. And what happens is then they fucking murk me real quick and they know exactly where I am. I'm like the Newman character from Jurassic Park and there's a bunch of velociraptors around me. There's no way I'm going to survive with open, you know?
You mean the little spitter guys? Fucking spit the goo.
Yeah,
in your face?
I just think velociraptors are gnarlier the way they work together. No, they remind me of a scary team in Almazra, you know, I'm just like this fat idiot that
you're that goat tied to the fucking
exactly.
Post.
Yep, that's me with open right. party chat. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I kind of just realized it wasn't really serving me, and I love to talk, especially when I see a motherfucker. And, like, they're vulnerable. I love to be like, I see a guy. I'm going to ice the shit out of this guy. Or, like, I'm going to try and assassinate this guy. Now, you don't do that with the open party chat. That's not a good thing to do. And so I realized in the end, it's like, okay, if we're both using party chat, maybe the whole idea of having an advantage is mitigated. But if I'm talking and the other player is not, he has the advantage. He's got all the fucking information. I'm giving myself away. He's sitting there like a fucking, you know, it's like when you're in the fight with the other person in the relationship and they're just screaming and shit and you're just sitting there quiet, like, you hold the power there. And that's how it is with the party chat. So I've taken back the power. It's sad I miss out on all these comms and being able to banter with the other players, but yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun to banter, but I like to stay alive more.
Yeah, so it'd be cool if maybe they could, like, have a setting where, like, death comms only were, you know, open, and then you could have that little moment of talking with the people, but...
Yeah, that's the hard part. It's really hard to turn party chat on and off with a controller, you know? Like,
yeah.
I wish it was just, like, a simple button, you know, that you could switch on
that's
and off.
That's true. That would be cool.
That would be very cool.
Yeah. The other thing is, if, you know, they add Discord support on PlayStation, which has been rumored for a while to be coming, one option would be you leave party chat open, but you and your teammates just communicate through like a Discord chat. Then, which I believe, you know, correct me if I'm wrong out there, amateur hour community, but I think that's what the Sweatlords, especially on PC, are doing.
Yeah.
They go to the Discord chat, and then they can hear us fools in the game with open party chat. They can't speak directly with us, but they can hear that info and talk with each other. So to me, hopefully that comes, we can kind of get back to enjoying, you know, you'll hear their suffering when you murder them then.
Yes. Yes. I don't, there's no way to do Discord on the console, right? That's an unattainable setup.
I think on Xbox, they might have integration where you really? But PlayStation has been rumored for a while that it's going to be coming, but no, as of now, no.
It's bullshit.
So, some research, or we'll hope for the best there. Maybe that update's coming on the horizon. Maybe Tron has some gaming updates coming here too. But we'll have to wait to discuss that, because that is going to do it for us this week on the Warzone Amateur Hour podcast. Shared some unfortunate news with the delayed, but depending on where you land, maybe some fortunate news alongside it with the 1v1 gulag and these looting changes. Returning, we're going to get way more glimpse up the skirt of this update next week. That probably was some unfortunate phrasing, so maybe edit that out, cowboy. But regardless, we're going to talk to you all next week, and until then,
good luck in the 2v2 gulag before they take it away from us.
Well said.